to where you at, you know, and they'll think about you.
How does that hit you? Do you just get a feeling for it or what?
Well, in fact, it's a feeling you have, you know, it's the feeling. It's just a feeling you have. Just like I was telling you about opening that gate for them people. They were standing about coming up here and it's fixing to phone me. And I was sitting here and while they were standing about me, and I got up and went and opened the gate. And then I told them when I answered the phone here, she said, I'll be up that wreck for only 4 miles. I said, I done opened the gate for you, come ahead. And that fools people, you know. It's in fact, just like there's a digging ditch across there, putting telephone under the ground. There's a nigger there putting the dirt back in behind the machine. You've seen him work that. Well, I said, you're 46 years old. He said, that's right. And I said, you have 6 children. He said, you're right again. He said, how you know that? I said, I'm guessing at you. And that nigga kind of wanted to get away from me, you know.
You're superstitious.
In fact, it's just like things coming to you, you know, it comes to you that you, what you should speak. You know, it's just like the Lord can speak to you in a way. He don't need no radio, he don't need no television, he don't need nothing. But he sends you the message. And you take it and you move according to that message. If you've got belief enough.
Did you ever have a false alarm?
Huh?
Did you ever have a false alarm? You got a feeling, but it didn't happen?
Well, no, not much. Not if it impressed my mind, or even a dream, or anything like that. A dream is a hunch. You know, it's a hunch. And you're guided by dreams because the Bible shows you that, you know, in all those dreams. I have sometimes expected people, you know, not certain, just uncertain, you know, I expect. Just like, I think it's time for you to come up here and maybe you ain't coming, you know, or I not come with, be disappointed, you know, or something like that, you know. Yeah. But I'll tell you what I can tell you. My first wife, she says, I hope and pray when I die that nobody'll know it that's sitting around me. I don't want to move a finger or an eye. And I had a nurse with her in the hospital sitting there by the bed. She went off just like a baby, infant baby, you know. You can't tell where they're living when they go to sleep. That's the way she went off, like she wanted to. She died just exactly like she said, I hope and pray. And then she said, I hope and pray if I ever have a girl born in the family and I don't live to raise it, I hope and pray that God will take it an infant. She had a girl between the boys and died in 24 hours. Yeah. I witnessed that and she told me that, you know. And she was a kind of a person that could see things. I don't know how she saw them, but I know we lived in a